Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, making it a perfect day for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is a bit cooler, with a light breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, while Eilut sees warm temperatures perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Netanyahu is entering sensitive discussions with Trump today. The talks focus on Iran, Gaza, and the West Bank. Also, Walla brings news from Samaria. Earlier this hour, a mosque near Nablus was set on fire with revenge spray painted on the walls. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Iran has warned that Britain could become a target if it supports the US in conflict. Separately, I-24 News informs us that settlers have set fire to a mosque in a West Bank village. The IDF has dispatched troops to the scene. And finally, Forward highlights a new deal between Trump and Saudi Arabia. It raises concerns about Israel's position regarding Saudi Arabia's nuclear ambitions. Here's what people are saying online. Dave Rich, a commentator, posted just minutes ago. He criticized the mayors of New York and London for suggesting Netanyahu's arrest during his potential visits. UNet Global shared earlier today, an Iranian Jewish leader has renewed his critique of Israel following threats against leaders Trump and Netanyahu. The Israel Defense Forces announced recently they have successfully eliminated two key Hamas figures involved in planning attacks against Israeli targets. Now for more on those stories, starting with Netanyahu's discussions with Trump. According to Ynet, the Israeli Prime Minister aims to present intelligence on Iran's nuclear activities. He will oppose Saudi uranium enrichment and potential U.S. arms sales to Turkey. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact regional security dynamics. Turning to the incident near Nablus, Walla reports that the fire at the mosque is seen as a nationalist crime. This follows a weekend of heightened tensions in the area. Such acts risk escalating violence in the already tense West Bank region. Meanwhile, Iran's threat against Britain comes amidst ongoing tensions. Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that expectations of a U.S. strike last night did not materialize. This adds a layer of uncertainty in the Middle East, with potential implications for international diplomacy. In a related development, the mosque fire in the West Bank has prompted a swift IDF response. According to I-24 News, this incident could spark further unrest. The IDF's presence aims to prevent any escalation. And finally, the Forward sheds light on Trump's deal with Saudi Arabia. This agreement grants Saudi Arabia a pathway towards civilian nuclear capability. It raises significant concerns for Israel's strategic interests in the region. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports on a major IPO debate involving Israel's defense giants. The Public Companies Association urges the government to list IAI and Rafael in Tel Aviv. They warned that choosing Nasdaq could marginalize local investors. Separately, Intel's investment plans in Israel have hit a snag. Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Ministry of Finance has cancelled a substantial grant. This decision affects the expansion of Intel's plant in Kiryat Gat. And finally, CTEC discusses a new challenge for AI defenders. They face constraints while attackers operate without rules. This highlights the evolving nature of AI security challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.